Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, holding in Dmai Daf Chovdal in the Ois Vodar edition, starting in the beginning of Perek Shlishi. So the Mishnah. Ma'achil yisa'anim Dmai v'sachsan yadmai. The Mishnah says you're allowed to give the poor Dmai, and you're allowed to give achsan yadmai. The Gemara is going to discuss what's achsan yo, and the initial understanding of the Gemara is achsan means guests that are passing by. Now, as the Reb Chaim points out, there's a big difference between how the Bavli learns this Mishnah and the Yerushalmi. The Bavli learns every place. The idea is that the Anim are allowed to eat Dmai. You're allowed to give poor people or guests that are passing place to place, you're allowed to feed them Dmai. They don't have to do a frusha on food, which is Dmai. The Yerushalmi, on the other hand, learns that the Anim do have to be mafresh Dmai. But it's not the responsibility of the person giving it to them. The Balabais, the owner, can give the Anim fruits that are Dmai, and the Anim will have to go and take care of it themselves. But they're not allowed to eat it as it is. So the Mishnah says, Ma'achilin es Anim Dmai v'sachsan Dmai. You can provide them with Dmai food. Rav Gamliel laya ma'achil es poyala Dmai. Rav Gamliel used to give his workers Dmai. Again, according to the Bavli, they would eat it. According to the Yerushalmi, they would do their frasha. Kaboy tzedaka, the people that collect money for tzedaka, were in Daf Chof Dalet. So B'Shamay say, what should they do? They should take whatever they're taking from people that are chaverim, that you know that's 100% kosher, give it to the amei haaretz that you know they're not going to do ma'aser. And vice versa, whatever you take from amei haaretz, which we know there's a problem, you give it to the chaverim, then you know they will take care of it. So according to the Bavli, the Beit Shammai are arguing with the first part of the Mishnah. They say that the Anim, they receive it, they do have to do a frasha. Not like the first part of the Mishnah that says the Anim allah to eat Dmai. Beit Shammai, oh, they're not allah to eat Dmai. So therefore you have to make sure to give it to the proper person, either give them something which is fixed, or give them something for somebody who's going to fix it. According to the Yerushalmi, what is Beit Shammai coming to argue in the first part of the Mishnah? They hold that the person who gives it needs to be fixed before he gives it. That's why you take it from the chaverim to give the amar. It's when the chaver has to do it. You don't say that the poor man will do it. You can't rely on that. The Mishnah goes on and says, "Chaim oimrim goyvim stam umichalkim stam v'roitzel esaken esaken." So chaim say they just collect the food, give it to whoever they want. They don't make any differentiation. Don't say this person gets this person gets that, and it doesn't depend on who gives it. And then the person who takes it, if he wants to do to be mafish, and this goes according to the Shita that says that Anim do have to be mafish Dmai, even according to the Bavli. Says the Gemara, Ma'avirin, Mastiso Bani Chavim. We talk about Anim, they're a Chavim, that you know they'll do a frasha. The Yerushalmi learns that Anim cannot eat the Dmai, they have to do a frasha. Ube Achsanyo Ki Rabbi Shua. And Achsanyo, we talk about the case like the story of Rabbi Shua. What's the story? Tani Ma'isim Rabbi Shua Shaol Achar Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai LeBruchayel. So Rabbi Shua went after Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai to the city called Bruchayel. For Yoisum Nea Yoros Mevim Lem Peris. The people of the city brought them fruits. Omer Rabbi Shua Im Lo Nukan Chayovim Anu Laaser. Vim Lav Ein Anu Chayovim Laaser. So the way Rabbi Chaim explains it, this part has nothing to do with our sugyo. He's just saying, if the fruits were lan, meaning the fruits were here and they were mechuyev and ma'aser, so we have to do ma'aser. We could take this dmai and we have to do ma'aser on it. And if loy lono, meaning they didn't have a chiyuv ma'aser yet, because they didn't have a lina, so they're not nikva and ma'aser, we don't have to do ma'aser. So all the Gemara is bringing from the story, according to Rabbi Chaim, is not what Rabbi Shua says, but it's the case that they were given by the people of the cities dmai. So he's saying the same case, when a guest is passing from place to place, is there only temporarily less than one day, so then the people of the city can give him Dmai, and then he has to do a frush on his own if it's chayef. But if a guest is sleeping over here, then their obligation is for the people to give it, they have to do a frush and not to give the guest Dmai in his hand. Rabbi Yossi Oimer Baniye Amoritz Himastiso. We're talking about Anim that are Amoritz, meaning he's coming to argue Rabbi Yoyin. Rabbi Yoyin said the Amish is talking about you give it to Anim Chaveim. Only Chaveim can get this Dmai, they'll do a frasha. According to Rabbi Yossi, we talk about even a Niyam Aretz. You can give that Niyam Dmai. They're responsible on their own to do the Maiser. But it's not the owner's worry to take care of the Maiser before he gives it to that Niyam.
So again, going back to the Gemara, Rabbi Yisrael Yimer, Baniye Amoritz Yimastiso. Our Mishnah is talking about Niye Amoritz. Im Oimer At Baniye Chaverim. If you say you give it only to Ani Ner Chaverim, it means that's a Nerl Del of Niye Amoritz. If you say that for every Ani Amoritz, you have to do Meiser before you give it to him, so nobody's going to want to give to the Ani Amoritz food. So they're going to say, well, I don't have to, why do I have to worry about the Meiser? I'll give it only to Chaverim. Says the Gemara, my Mekayim Rabbi Yosi l'Achsanio. So according to this, how Rabbi Yosi is going to explain Achsanio? Mishra Rabbi Yoina says, you can give only to Chaverim. You can give only to poor Dar Chaverim. You can give only to guest Dar Chaverim. According to Rabbi Yosi, you can give to the poor even though they're Amaretz. What's the reason? Shalotin on Delate. You want people to give Tzedakah to Amaretz as well. What about a guest? Why by guest I'm allowed to give? Even if they're not Chaverim. Says the Gemara, Kadad Atani, Hagori Mimochem, Lerabois Es Achsanio. So the Gemara is based on the pasuk. We're talking here not about Jews. We're talking here about goyim. This is how the Bavli always takes it. As the Gemara says right away, Rabbi Elazar Amin zu achsanya shel goyim. It's achsanya which are goyim. And by goyim, you could give them the mai because they have no problem to eat something which doesn't have tshuvas or maisers. And the one who's giving is not benefiting from something which is necessarily tevil. Says the Gemara, tani tzich lo idea. You need to tell the poor this is the mai, so he will know on his own to do a fosh tshuvas or maisers. According to Avyoni, we talk about Chaverim, so it makes sense. You give it to a Chaver. He says, you should know, these fruits I'm giving you, they are Dmai. So don't forget to do Maestros. According to Avyoni, we talk about Amoritz. So that's our Mishnah. What's the point of telling it to him? He's anyway not going to be Mafresh. Says the Gemara, according to the Girsa of Reb Chaim, because you have maybe one that does want to do tikkun. Now, Levi Amoritz is necessarily not going to do Trumas Amaisis in the case of a Dmai. Says the Gemara in the Chavdal Amud Beis, Omar Amano Ado Amoron Eilin Diyovin Bebasin, people that give in their home to the poor, Asurli Tel Midmei Shvis. You're not allowed to give the fruits of Shemitah or money of Shemitah. As if you're using the Dmei Shviz to fulfill his obligation of giving tzedakah. Explains Reb Chaim, how do we see this from our sugya? Because Reb Mano goes in the shita of his father, Rav Yoina. And we're talking about over here, anim chaverim. So we say, if a person is a chaver, you're allowed to give him Dmai, because he's going to do that frosh himself. Why can you give him vadai? Give him fruits that you know it's time sukkah, and he'll do that frosh. The answer is because you're not allowed to fulfill your obligation with something which is vadai. If you for sure need to do maisers from it, so don't give it to the ani, because then you're enjoying, you're benefiting from tevil. So he says the same thing by Shemitah. You're not allowed to give an ani Shemitah fruits, even though maybe he will be very careful with it. You're fulfilling your obligation with something which is not yours, something which belongs to Shemitah. Says the one, okay, Adot Tani, similar thing we said, Echad Shviz, Shemitah, Echad Maiser Sheni, fruits of Maiser Sheni. Person cannot fulfill his obligation, his loan, or any other obligation that he has with it. Person can't do shushvinus, which means when people bring gifts to their friend and the friend gives gifts back to them, so there's obligation to give the gift. You don't pay within payments you have to pay. And you can't give with these fruits tzedakah to anim in shul. But you could do a regular gemilas chesed, not an obligation a person has. A person just sends to his friend these fruits, and you just have to announce. You say that you should know the fruits I'm giving to you, I'm not expecting anything back. This is not a payment for anything, and you should know these fruits I'm giving to you as a gift is perish shmito or ma'aseh sheni, so be careful with it. Continues the Gemara and says, Taman Tanin, it says over there, Poil she'eino imamin lebalabais. A worker does not trust the Baal Bais, so it says there he does the Afrosha. Says the Gemara now brings the question on the next part of our Mishnah. That it says, the Rav Gamliel used to feed the workers with Dmai. So says the Gemara, Taman Atomar, Taman means here, even though Taman the word means there, but this sugi belongs to the Mishnah over there. So as if we're talking from that Mishnah, Taman being by us, what do we say? Hapoel Mafish. Rav Gamliel gave his worker, and the worker would do that first, meaning this is the right way to do it. And here you say, here means in the Mishnah that we're talking about, that it says that the poil that doesn't trust the Baal HaBayis needs to do a frasho. Mashu, if he does trust him, who's going to do it? The Baal HaBayis. So, Atomai Baal HaBayis Mafresh seems to be a contradiction between the Mishnahis. The Mishnah will come on that says that only if you don't trust the Baal HaBayis,
then the poel has to do afrosh shamash, the Baal Bais is the one responsible to do it. And our Mishnah sounds that Rabbi Gamliel gave the chatchil to the worker for the worker to do it. Says the Gemara, Oma Evyoina Tamon Memachilom Mina Minuim. By us, we're talking about that he's feeding the worker with his people of the house. It doesn't look like he's paying the poel. So therefore, he can give it to him, Demai, and then he should take care of it himself. But, says the Gemara, Daf Chafiyah Mudalef, Bram Hocho, meaning the Mishal Kamon, Bemachilo Mina Ivus. He's giving food to the worker on his own, as if he has his own pile for himself. So it looks like this is part of the payment that the owner is giving the Baal Bais. And this goes back to what the Gemara said before. You're not supposed to pay something, you're not allowed to pay payments with fruits that have Gdusha in it. So by Tevel, you should never do it. By Dumai, it depends how it looks like. If it looks clearly like payment, so then you should not pay a worker with fruits of Dumai. If it doesn't look, you give it together with the other people in the household, so then you're allowed to give the Poyalim Dumai, and they'll do the Afrasha themselves. With this, we conclude Yushalmi Dumai Daf Chov Dalet.